Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hello, this is David Shepherd, welcoming you to Journey, the thought for the week. Today's journey comes from James Brookman, who coordinates a team of volunteers for Torch Trust to produce audiobooks for people who are blind or partially sighted. James shares an experience which reminded him that sometimes taking correction can be a good thing.
The village we've moved into doesn't have any streetlights, a fact I didn't appreciate until after my first night out at the pub. I got lost on the way home. The lack of lighting also contributed to a near accident I had driving to work early one morning. A car, parked on the road outside a house, was completely enshrouded with a matte black cover, which I didn't see until almost too late. I vaguely knew the owners, so the next day I called round at the house to point out the dangers of having the lights and reflective number plate on a car obscured. I assumed that was the end of the matter, but a couple of days later, the cover was back on the car. This time, my reception at the house wasn't so cordial. They'd paid a lot of money to buy the cover, and they were going to leave it on to keep the bird poo off the new car. When I told them that there was no point having a clean car demolished by the passing traffic, and that the use of a cover in these circumstances is illegal, things took a predictable turn, with me being accused of making the whole near accident up, plus a whole load of other things. Now, of course, none of us likes receiving criticism, but it is an essential method of learning. The Bible has plenty to say on the matter, especially, as you'd expect, in the book of Proverbs. It is foolish to ignore what your father taught you. It is wise to accept his correction. And if you refuse to learn, you are hurting yourself. If you accept correction, you will become wiser. Because God loves us and wants the best for us, he is also in the business of offering correction. He does so through prayer, but also through what we read and what people say to us. Let's be on the lookout for it, recognise it as a help, and become wiser. And you'll be glad to know my village story had a happy ending. That car cover has never been used again.
Thank you for listening to Journey, produced by Torch Trust, a Christian organisation for people who are blind or partially sighted. As well as our free lending library of accessible books, we also run specialist all-inclusive holidays for people who are experiencing sight loss. Most take place at our beautifully refurbished Holiday and Retreat Centre in Sussex. To find out about the fantastic holidays programme, you can go to our website at torchtrust.org or telephone 0333 123 1255.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.